David, Tamala, did you watch last night on FX, American Crime Story, The People versus OJ?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, yeah.
We did.
Great
job,
and
sir.
Courtney Vance played Johnny Cochran.
And you look like him.
When I tell you there was one scene when you was in the car going to the courthouse, you look like, I was like, that's Johnny. Wow. The mustache and everything.
The wig. All about the hair.
Yes, you're doing a good job, sir. Good job.
Thank you. We're going to have fun. We got 9 more weeks, so we're going to have a lot of fun.
All right.
How long did it take you all to do this? I heard you were on a real fast pace.
We were doing 3 and 4 episodes at a time, but we started in April, beginning of April, and we finished the end of October.
Is it true you had reservations about taking this role of
no,
Johnny Cochran?
No. I have no reservations.
No.
That was John Travolta. He had reservations.
Oh.
No.
Now, what is John Travolta's role?
He plays Robert Shapiro.
How'd he do?
He brought us all together. He brought
He's
the
good.
Dream.
He's
good?
He's doing good, too. Y'all both doing a good job.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wanted to call a bunch of people to see if this was... If they were serious about doing this, doing it right, and they were. It took about 4 months for them to figure it out.
Do you remember where you were when the police were chasing the white Bronco?
Oh God!
I was in Sacramento doing Panther, Mario Van Peebles' Panther.
Wow!
And we were all in the lobby of the hotel watching the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. We were just rocking in there, and then all of a sudden, the preemption began, and I was in a state of shock. That my man OJ, they were saying the things about. I was such a huge OJ Simpson fan.
Me too.
Buffalo Bills and USC. I couldn't believe it.
And did you know him?
No, I didn't know him. I didn't know him at all. I wish I had a chance to meet the Juice, but as they said, the juice was loose.
All right, Courtney. All right. After all these years, do you think OJ did it?
Oh Lord.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. It don't even matter. It don't matter because it's been tried over and over and over again. The main thing is that from our perspective, we want to get people talking to stop this madness that's going on in the streets. So the all police are not bad, but this madness, the 1% or 2% that are doing these things to these black men and these black women have got to stop. This time, and that's I'm excited about that. This time, when people watch, hopefully they have to get cool heads and cool hearts. They can sit back and let's talk about it. Let's do some town meetings and talk about the differences.
Yes.
So we can get to the stop the madness.
Yes.
Okay, so shooting this movie, did you learn any new information that you had not heard about the
OJ trial?
Tom, it was all new to me because I didn't follow it.
What? Where
I
were
didn't
you?
Follow it when, it, when it happened the first time. So I because it was so painful to me, the possibility and the fact they put it on television too, right in our faces every day. I couldn't take it, and so all the information that I found out. I mean, the main thing that shocked me was that the jury consultant had told both sides that this case was not going to be about nothing but race.
Yeah,
and the prosecution refused to believe that. Told them this is going to be about race. Probably should put it in a mixed jury or maybe an all white jury to get it balanced, or you should make sure the trial is not in a inner city area. Maybe it's like Santa Monica or something like that. And they no problem. All black jury, it doesn't matter. It's about the facts. They're going to see the facts.
Yeah,
completely. They didn't realize it till they told Marcia Clark that her looks were. The white black women do not like you. You need to soften your looks and get some, change your hair a bit and, calm yourself down in front of them. She was insulted. How dare you?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And what about the fellow that you represented, Johnny Cochran? Did you have any encounter with him, Courtney B. Vance?
I actually went to a party at his house, a house party, back in about 96. Must have been shortly after the trial, and I was in awe. I couldn't believe I was at Johnny Cochran's house.
Says the man who's married to Angela Bassett.
Right.
She was there. We were all there, and we were all, everybody knew Angela at that time, so She was a superstar, like she is now. But
extra points if you put her on the phone right now. Extra points if you put her on, if you put Angela Bassett on the phone.
Oh, I'm not on that coast. I'm on the East Coast.
All right.
I would. But generally, she's asleep by this time. So
yeah. Sip, you realize that Court TV, Judge Judy, all of them have OJ to thank for this?
As a result of the whole OJ Simpson trial. Yeah, that's absolutely.
Right. Reality TV
in itself.
We didn't have reality CNN, TV.
As we know it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I saw you on the Today Show, was it, the other morning, yesterday morning?
Good morning, with
America. Good morning, America. Yeah, and John Travolta taps you on your knee. Courtney, be careful.
he's the voice of conscience. Okay.
That's where it starts.
Courtney B. Vance.
Take care.
Thank you.
Congratulations. The People versus OJ, the series continues on FX.